trainer John O'Shea. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Mitter. How you going, mate?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. And firstly, the important issues, confidence levels there for Cowboys fans. You got an easy game against the Storm this week.
Not getting them at a good time, but we're going that well, mate. Anything's possible.
Tell you what, Johnny, you would have been surprised with them, or am I underselling the Cowboys in your mind?
Well, Loz, as an avid listener to your show every morning, I've noticed you've been underselling them for the last 3 months.
So. Probably 3 years.
They've got a great junior nursery, and they've enhanced that nursery. They've got, you know, once they're getting up to that 50-game mark, a lot of those young fellas, it's a big help, and you can see that they're playing for each other and they're very fit.
And, Jono, Toddy Payton's done an amazing job. I think I've been as critical of Toddy as anyone, certainly with what happened last year there. But, you know, whether that's setting a foundation last season or something's turned the corner this year, he's getting the best out of the whole squad.
He is, but yeah, they are significantly fitter than what they were.
Yeah, okay.
I used to watch Jason Taumalolo run on there last year. He had the back end the size of a greyhound bus, and you know, you can see they're just, you know, they've been running up Castle Hill every day, I think Gordy said, and they're playing for each other, and the biggest thing is all the sides this year that have gone really well have all that one thing in common: they've bought a seven, and we bought a good seven, a premiership winning seven, and he's just getting them around the field really well.
Before we go through your runners, John, but Koshu on Wednesday, did you expect her to be that impressive?
Well, you go there hoping, Mido. We had a belief that, you know, she's way above average. James had done a good bit of work on her in the lead-up to the race, and he was of that opinion as well. And so, you know, you just want to go there and see him do it. And she probably even exceeded our expectations because she had to make a long, sustained run. She got at the front very early and cleared away. So she's got a very bright future, and hopefully we can get her back in the same order when she comes back in the spring.
You got five running tomorrow at Rose Hill. Johnny, who's your main chance? Will all five start?
We probably won't run a couple that are drawn wide, Loz. Shalal, he's doing car park, and so has Rob Adira, so they'll stay home. But everything else we'll take there is very fit, will run very well, and you know, we're looking to, you know, hopefully continue on a little bit of a good vein of form.
In race five, you've got Awesome Wonder, which was the last start winner at Wyong.
Yeah, well, she's come from Europe. You know, we've sort of brought her here to run in the Queensland Oaks. She did a great job, circled them up and beat them easy at Wyong against the bias. So today, you know, she's getting out to her right trip. She's trained on beautifully. I would love to have probably drawn a little bit softer, but it looks genuine enough tempo. Tommy can let her find her feet and hopefully she's not impeded turning for home, but she's a very, very good filly. She's a very good filly.
Moran in race seven, the Lord Mayor's Cup. He ran pretty well in the Gosford Cup.
Yeah, we sort of expected him to go a lot better second up, and he ran very well. So he's coming to a nice peak of fitness now, and he should roll forward, take a spot. You know, and he was good odds the other day and lobbed into a spot. He's similar odds this week and will run significantly better.
Yeah, $17 with Tab as it stands as well. And can you make a case for Mr. G in race six?
Well, mate, it's all track related there. You know, like we had a burn round at Hawkes the other day on the heavy 88, and he just doesn't like that sort of ground. He's working particularly well. He's very fit. He's got a good draw. Reese's got a good record on him. If he got soft ground, he'd be very, very hard to beat. You know, he's going really well. And with a lot of horses at the moment, their form's not truly reflected of how well they're going because, you know, they're on these heavy tracks on suitable ground. So, and he's one of those horses. So we're just hoping the rain doesn't come, the ground stays at soft. And if it does that, you know, he'll run very, very well.
What about Maximal, mate, in the Doomben Cup?
I have to think he's doubtful, Loz. There's still a heavy eight. He's up there. He's ready to go. But they're tipping Armageddon there tomorrow, rain-wise. So he's probably more inclined to be in the paddock on Sunday and get ready for the spring because we're running out of options for him and it just refuses to stop raining. Yeah.
And you've got one in, I think, is at Newcastle tomorrow as well, don't you? Where this'll be the one. Wide gate, Mitch Builder ride, race 8.
Going really well, Mido. The only thing I beat him be the gate. Yeah, he's going for two. He's a really nice horse. It's going well. But he is drawn awkwardly. But Mitch, you know, your last down, it's later in the day. We'll get a feel for the ground. If he got a bit of cover, I expect him to be too good for him.
So it sounds out of all your chances, what, probably Awesome Wonder's the pick, but Moran, you know, pretty bullish about at a big price?
He's just a, you know, for those punters who like to find a bit of value at, you know, $15, $16, he'll give you a really good cheer because he hasn't been fit. He's fit now. He'll roll across. He'll travel in the first three. He handles wet ground. He's got no weight, you know. So they're the sort of prices you want to have a little something each way and get a bit of a cheer out of.
Appreciate your time, John. Hope it's a successful weekend, mate. Thank you.
Hey, boys, always a pleasure to talk, huh? And, Loz, you've got to stop underselling those boys from North Queensland.
I'm starting to believe,
I'm
Johnny.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. Until you get off air.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
Stay safe, boys.